Well, moving on to another sport, that's baseball. We're talking to Ron Berler, freelance writer for the New York Times Magazine. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. So you have a piece out that more and more young boys are getting surgery for sports injuries, for their throwing arms. What is driving this trend?
Well, what's driving this trend is parents who are living through their children and are eager to have them be stars, and coaches who are eager to live their dreams as superstar coaches, even though they're coaching maybe 12 or 14-year-olds. What you have is a concentration of kids in the last 10, 12 years, who good players who have stopped playing multiple sports and have concentrated on one sport in particular with the goal of maybe making their high school team or getting a college scholarship or, you know, keeping your fingers crossed, possibly having a pro contract. And it is that gold ring and all the money attached to that gold ring that is encouraging parents and coaches to have their kids concentrate on just playing one sport.
Well, you say gold ring, but it's maybe more like golden goose. I mean, why? Ibrahim's just talking about Jabba Chamberlain, who the Yankees, covetously protect his arm. Why would parents blow out the arms of a kid who could pay?
They get caught up in the moment. There was a, you know, we have the Little League World Series coming up in a couple of weeks, and millions of people will be watching it. In the Little League World Series last year, there was a 12-year-old kid named Caleb Dewey from the team in Hawaii that won it all. In 10 days, and this is within Little League rules, in 10 days, this child threw 288 pitches.
Oh,
now, to put that in perspective, last month, in that same period of time, in 10 days, the Yankees' C.C. Sabathia, their ace, threw 214 pitches. And Josh Beckett, the Red Sox ace, he threw 201 pitches. These kids are being worked more than major league pitchers.
Wow.
That's astonishing. That's alarming. Now, I guess it's well known that for adult athletes, getting the surgery can actually strengthen their pitching arm. Are kids actually being pushed into surgery electively for this?
Well, I wouldn't say that players go in to strengthen their arms. What they do is they go in to repair arms that have just been blown out. I mean, you know, when you have a Tommy John surgery, you have a tendon that is literally ripped from the bone. And what you're getting, in effect, is a new tendon, or what serves as a new tendon. So sometimes, you can end up throwing harder and better than before, but what's important is that it's only 80% effective, so that, you know, 20% of the big league pitchers who go through this surgery don't come back. And to answer your question specifically, yes, there have been instances because of this surgery where parents of kids have called Dr. James Andrews, who is the foremost practitioner of this form of surgery, and said, take my healthy kid, give him Tommy John surgery to give him a stronger arm.
This is just a shocking story. Ron Berler, thanks so much for joining us. That was Ron Berler, freelance writer for the New York Times Magazine. Quick.